Well, there's also a Mennonite project here in the U.S. Have you seen those yard signs sprouting like tulips with messages like, all are welcome here, or hate has no home here? Different groups are behind them, but one, the Welcome Your Neighbor signs, was started by Pastor Matthew Bucher at the Emmanuel Mennonite Church in Harrisonburg, Virginia. They've now distributed more than 50,000 signs to all 50 states and some Canadian provinces. Some organizations, in turn, sell them and donate the money to local nonprofits. And Pastor Bucher joins us now from Harrisonburg, Virginia, by Skype. Pastor, what started this for you?
In 2015, I was watching one of the early presidential primary debates and was very disappointed and angered by the rhetoric against newcomers to the country or folks in the country who were deemed unworthy to be here in the United States. I took an idea to our congregation of what would it take to put a visible sign in front of our church saying, no matter where you're from, we're glad you're our neighbor. In our neighborhood, we have a lot of folks who speak English, Spanish, and Arabic. So that's the reason we put the sign in three languages. And we got a great response from the congregation, and we put it out in September 2015.
And what are some of the sentiments on the signs? I mentioned a couple, but...
So our sign, it says, no matter where you're from, we're glad you're our neighbor, which for us is a teaching from Jesus that we should love our neighbor as ourselves.
Well, as we just heard, Mennonites are an Anabaptist denomination of the Christian faith, believe baptism is legitimate when someone chooses it. So it's largely adult baptism that's Anabaptist, but also very peace-oriented. We have spoken here about the loss of a Mennonite in Congo, Michael Sharp. He was killed while trying to bring fighters out of the jungle. But I'm wondering, since you are a Christian and you follow the tenets of Jesus, do you worry that a side effect of the sign is that it could further divide neighbors who maybe disagree on immigration and that maybe it will seem like a slap in the face to them? I mean, they may feel that they're welcoming and they don't hate, but they just feel that there are too many undocumented immigrants in the country. I mean, did you hear what I'm saying? That it may not seem as much a sign of love to them.
I think this is one of the reasons I'm so glad that the sign often has words on both sides, that it is a symbol of hope to folks who maybe feel at the margins. But it's also a challenge, firstly, to us as followers of Jesus to say, you know, how do we care for those who are closest to us? And I think that starts with listening. It doesn't mean proving that we are, you know, hospitable enough by forcing something, but listening and learning from our neighbors, whether they are new to the country or whether they've lived in the country for hundreds of years.
Well, and that's what Michael Sharp was doing. He wasn't going to people who already agreed with him about peace. He was going to fighters, some of whom killed him. I mean, so are you also doing outreach to people who might be big President Trump supporters who might feel alienated by your signs?
I think that is the challenge. I think one of the challenges, are we willing to listen to people who disagree with us? In terms of Michael Sharp, he was willing to go and eat with people who disagreed with him very strongly. And so here in Harrisonburg, I think some of the best conversations I've had are with people who have disagreed with the signs and being able to sit and listen to each other and trying to transform conflict through listening, through, you know, creative peacemaking.
You know, I asked about the conflict that it might be causing. On the other hand, have you already seen a positive outcome from the signs?
One of the really powerful results of these signs have been the stories that we heard. Stories of people who deliver food, so thankful, and connections being made by the people who ordered the food. We've heard stories from folks who've just arrived in the country and feeling a sense of welcome from these signs. Myself, in Harrisonburg, I bike a lot, and one day I wrecked my bicycle. And when I stood up, I realized I was across from the Islamic Center in Harrisonburg, and they had one of our signs out. And it felt wonderful to see that sign as I was injured on the side of the road. And I think we've heard lots of stories like that that show that the signs are facing outward, but also challenging people who put up the signs to live this way. And that's a really, you know, hopeful message.
Well, we hear the trains going by there in Harrisonburg, Virginia, and want you to get back to your good work. Pastor Matthew Bucher of the Emmanuel Mennonite Church, his program, The Welcome Your Neighbor Signs, will link you up at hearandnow.org if you're interested. Pastor, thank you.
Thank you, and have a good day.